And now, if you'll walk this way, ladies and gentlemen, the next room we're going to see is the room in which the family used to hold their formal dinner parties, and even occasionally entertain heads of state and royalty. However, they managed to keep this room friendly and intimate, and I think you'll agree it has a very informal atmosphere, quite unlike some grand houses you visit. The curtains were never drawn, even at night, so guests got a view of the lake and fountains outside, which were lit up at night, a very attractive sight. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the guests were seated very informally around this oval table, which would add to the relaxed atmosphere. The table dates from the 18th century and is made from Spanish oak. It's rather remarkable for the fact that although it's extremely big, it's supported by just 6 rather slim legs. However, it seems to have survived like that for 200 years, so it's probably going to last a bit longer. The chairs which go with the table are not a complete set. There were originally 6 of them. They are interesting for the fact that they are very plain and undecorated for the time, with only 1 plain central panel at the back and no armrests. I myself find them rather uncomfortable to sit in for very long, but people were used to more discomfort in the past. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to follow me into the great hall,